I am Ted Parrish, and with me today is Troy Harmon, Senior Research Analyst, Mark Bendinelli, CFA Research Analyst. And in a minute, we're going to have our most junior guy, Nick Antonucci, join in. Right now, he's running an errand.
It's about time I'm not the most junior one on this show.
That's right. That's right, folks. It's an all research show for now. We're here to talk about anything money-related, stocks, bonds, the economy, finance, or anything you want. If you have questions, we encourage you to email us at drgene@hensler.com. You can also see us on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, guys,
it's been a pretty nice week this week.
It's been decent. There's been some bad news. Obviously, it's still the big wet blanket is European debt related.
The big wet blanket.
Italy passed a little bit of legislation for their what are they calling it now? Where they're cutting back spending.
Austerity.
There you go.
Yeah. There we go.
Anyway, so we got a riot in Rome yesterday.
Ooh.
Or this past week, rather. And
the Pope would be shamed.
Well, I'm not sure about all that. But Greek bonds are still, mm-hmm. Causing issues. But we did have Tim Geithner come out and speaking on behalf of all the European leaders say that there will be no Lehman moment.
Little Timmy.
In Europe. He's
Little
saying
Timmy.
That they're going to back him up.
Yeah, we saw Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel say the same thing, saying Greece was not going to default or was not
right.
near a default.
Also, Sarkozy?
Yeah, Sarkozy.
Sarkozy, from France.
So it seems like the debt issue still, the market still doesn't believe it because we see Greek debt short term is still trading at really high
yields. It's calmed down a lot.
It has.
The market's rallied. Their stock market's rallied. Our stock market's rallied because they are showing somewhat of a unified front. The problem is when you look deep down into it and the people that really matter, some of the people that really matter, when they're just shedding their loyalties, the guy who was on the ECB from Germany, he resigned this week, which shows that, in other words, they're just blank promises right now to support, and they actually haven't followed through it much. But the news today that the ECB, the European Central Bank, is actually going to provide liquidity.
It's actually them and four other central banks. Mm-hmm. It looks like our Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan, and the Swiss National Bank are all going to conduct dollar liquidity operations, basically providing liquidity to some of these struggling European banks who held a bunch of bad Greek bonds, or maybe not bad bonds.
Yeah, well, that's what little Timmy, I guess, was referring to.
Right.
He's going to help avoid a Lehman moment when all of liquidity dried up and there was no liquidity.
Right, yeah, nobody was willing to lend to the other banks because they didn't know what the exposures were. The unknown was the big fear. But on the positive side, without a doubt, our stock market has definitely looked at this as a positive this week.
Yeah, and today's no different. The market's up pretty big. We got to sit back and try to handicap whether Greece is going to bite the bullet or not.
Yeah, and then what impact that might have, too.
Yeah, and, it's going to be somewhat of an impact. You got to mind what exposures you have in your portfolios in terms of the debt and the rollover effect of that.
Yeah.
So, but wait a minute, folks. We have somebody who just stepped into the studio. Go ahead,
take
a seat.
Only we had a drum roll.
Yes.
We have Nicholas Antonucci.
We need some sound effects like Jim Cramer
has. He's just showing up. And what do you have there with you, Nick? Is that performance for the week to date for the market? What have we done so far?
Yes, Teddy, I do have the week to date numbers here for us. So far this week, we've had a pretty good week this far, up 4.69% through today's current market.
That's Thursday, right?
It's Thursday, and it looks like pretty much every sector's done well. IT's been leading up about 6% so far.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. That's welcome news, given that the past 2 months have been atrocious. I had a good call from Paula Monica from CNN Money today. He had some questions about Apple and their should they pay a dividend. So you're right. Tech stocks have been doing well. I guess that's why he called and asked me about that, because a lot of the tech stocks are in the news. But other economic data this week, the PPI came out, and it was basically flat, right?
Yeah, whereas we were expecting prices to kind of fall for producers, it was flat. We're still seeing inflation at earlier stages of production is moderating right now. The consumer price index was actually up more when we expected that to be kind of flattish.
Mm-hmm.
So both on both areas, inflation was up a little higher, I guess, than what we were expecting.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange with the muted economic growth numbers that we've been getting that we're mm-hmm. actually still seeing some inflationary pressures.
Yeah, CPI was flat. Like you said, jobless claims came in higher than we expected, which has been the trend, over
right.
400,000. And weekly jobless claims the past few months, actually. Yields actually rose up this week, and you guys, you would think that comes from the rotation out of bonds
into
stocks. Yeah,
out of the safe haven treasury bonds. We're seeing more people
right.
flood into stocks, and that's where you're getting this about 5% move as of Thursday. And a bunch of these interest rates are coming off of all-time lows that we set last Friday. We're seeing the 5-year trade below 1%. You're seeing the 10-year below 2%
mm-hmm.
as of last
yeah.
Friday, and now they're all popping a little
so
bit.
So still anemic interest rate levels, really low.
Yeah. One thing that's strange, I noticed that just since like the 1st of July, the 30-year treasury had dropped 1%.
Yep.
That's almost unbelievable. I mean, we've been talking about low rates and all this stuff, but mm-hmm. just when we thought they were really low,
Here they go.
Yeah, they've fallen even further. And that's, again, related to that European debt crisis information that we've been seeing all over the news.
So what else is going on, Nick?
We had some market news, pretty much what we've already talked about. The market's been up every day this week through Thursday. Touched on jobless claims, which is one of the highlights for us on the week. As you said, they were up again. Other than that, we had some earnings news. Best Buy came out and didn't meet their mark. Mm-hmm. Saw shares trading much lower. We also had Cracker Barrel come out and miss their earnings expectations. So it hasn't been too positive as far as earnings go this week.
Yeah. It looks like GE's going to buy out Warren Buffett's preferred stock, huh?
Yeah, that $3 billion stake, right?
Yeah. And he's paying $3.3 billion, a 10% premium of what their original deal. Now, back to Best Buy's earnings. They're pretty much hit by the trifecta. Their earnings were down 30% or so. Their sales missed expectations, and their forecast, quite frankly, was pretty pitiful.
Yeah.
And that's where you see shares get killed by about 6.5% on, I believe that was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, so their quarter ended when? July 31st?
Was it?
I'm honestly not sure, Teddy. They're probably one of those with a strange fiscal quarter.
I would expect it July.
Well, with them reporting right now, it's kind of off the cycle.
If it ended July 31st, that explains it. I mean, that's a very slow part of the year, even with everything crazy going on the past few months.
Right.
I think that, you know, their sales should be better with Christmas season coming, right?
Yeah, right.
Go ahead, Troy.
I was just saying, retail sales numbers came out this week as well. Had a 0.1% gain
mm-hmm.
For August. So, it's still there's not a load of positive news in that regard. But we did get industrial production that was up 0.2%.
A paltry.
Yeah, that's soaring right there. We're just growing like gangbusters right now.
The direction is positive. Uh-huh. Let's go with it.
Yeah. But it seems like the market's getting its legs back. I would say that the news, economic news, isn't going to be tremendous going forward. But if we could just maintain a little growth as we make our way through the end of the third quarter, I think earnings should be positive still.
Yeah. I would love some positive political news.
Yeah.
That is
Hold
something
your breath.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Hold your breath.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
That's one area that just seems to be a black hole at the moment.
Okay, so market up or down next week, Troy?
I'd have to say up.
Mark?
I'm taking Bill's place down.
Oh. There you go. I'm up. It's been a slice of heaven. Talk to you next week. You can reach out to us at drgene@hensler.com or 770-429-9166. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.